Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to KingScottRadioTV.com. Boy, do we have some good stuff for you today. I have an exciting author for you.
Alzheimer's and Dementia Caregiver Guide. Simple guide to manage overwhelm, address sundowning, ease financial stress, find support, and develop an effective self-care system that works. I am the author, Jamila Sabir Calloway. My introduction. For 6 years, I dedicated my life to caring for my mother, who was slowly slipping away into the labyrinth of dementia. Those years were not just her last years, but six of the most profound years of mine. Each day, I held her fragile world together, guiding her through the fragments of her fading memories, offering her the solace of a fading light in the twilight of her mind. This is a story of love, resilience, and the relentless battle against Alzheimer's and dementia. This journey reshaped my very being and taught me the depths of human connection. One evening, as I was helping her get ready for bed, I noticed a glimmer of recognition in my mother's eyes. She looked at me and said, "Thank you for always being here for me, my dear." Tears welled up in my eyes as I realized that even though dementia had taken away many memories, the love between us remained strong. At that moment, I felt a deep sense of purpose and fulfillment in my role as caregiver. From that day forward, I made it my mission to create meaningful moments with my mother. We would go on walks in the park, listening to the birds chirping and feeling the warmth of the sun on our faces. We would also engage in simple activities like painting and listening to music, which brought joy and sparked memories of clarity for my mother. Through my unwavering love and dedication, I learned that even in the face of dementia, there were still precious moments of connection and joy to be shared. I realized that being a caregiver meant not only providing physical care, but also nurturing the spirit and preserving the dignity of the person I cared for. My journey as a caregiver taught me the power of patience, compassion, and the importance of creating a safe environment for my mother. It was a journey filled with challenges, but also with countless memories of joy, laughter, love, and cherished moments. And so, I continued to walk alongside my mother, embracing each day with open arms and a heart full of love, knowing that I was making a difference in her life. Finding out my mother had dementia. When I first found out my mother had dementia, it was an incredibly overwhelming and shocking experience. The initial shock hit like a tidal wave, leaving me feeling a mix of emotions that were difficult to process. First and foremost, there was often a profound sense of sadness and grief. It was as if the person I once knew was slipping away, gradually losing their memories and abilities. It was heartbreaking to witness the changes and to realize that the relationship I once had may never be the same again. There was a deep longing for the way things used to be, natural to want to reject the reality of the situation, hoping that it's all just a mistake or a misdiagnosis. It was a struggle to accept that someone I loved, someone who had always been a pillar of strength, is now facing this challenging condition. It was difficult to reconcile the image of my mother with the diagnosis of dementia. In addition to sadness and denial, there was a profound sense of fear and uncertainty. Dementia is a complex and progressive disease, and the unknown can be terrifying. Questions may flood your mind in such a scenario. For example, how will this affect their daily life? How will the future hold? What will the future hold? How will I be able to care for them? All of these questions. The fear of the unknown is painful, leading to heightened anxiety and stress. The shock of the diagnosis also triggered a range of emotions. For example, anger, frustration, and helplessness. It's natural to feel angry at the unfairness of the situation, frustrated with the challenges that lie ahead, and helpless in the face of a disease that has no cure. These emotions can be directed toward the disease itself, healthcare professionals, or even towards oneself for not being able to prevent or fix the situation. Amidst the shock, there was also a sense of guilt. Guilt, or feeling overwhelmed, or for not being able to provide the level of care that I believe my mother deserved. I felt guilty for feeling a sense of relief when I needed a break or some time for myself. It's important to remember that these feelings are normal and that taking care of yourself is crucial in being able to provide the best care for your loved one. According to statistics, nearly 60% of all Alzheimer's and dementia caregivers report high to very high stress levels, and an estimated 40% experience clinical depression. About 75% of Alzheimer's and dementia caregivers are concerned about taking care of their health since becoming a caregiver. And over 1 in 3 say their health has become worse due to their caregiving responsibilities. And this is all from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. How does this book help you? I aim to provide a comprehensive resource that brings both practical knowledge and emotional support, ensuring that caregivers not only care for their loved ones effectively, but also prioritize their well-being. Moreover, this book offers a unique, holistic, and person-centered approach, which sets it apart from many other available resources that either delve deeply into the jargon of medicine or only provide generic advice. It separates complex clinical ideas into plain language for simplicity of understanding, while likewise tending to those close-to-home excursions of caregivers, furnishing them with both help and useful involved systems custom-made to individual necessities. Its focus on caregiver mental health and well-being, combined with effective self-care techniques, is what truly sets it apart. It offers real-world experiences and empathetic guidance, a rare combination in more clinical or solely practical guides, written from the authentic perspective tapping into the perspectives and life experiences of my journey of caregiving for my mother with dementia. You can develop a greater sense of empathy and compassion. I'll help you develop a stronger connection with your loved one and enhance the quality of care provided. You can expect this book to be a valuable resource for education, practical advice, emotional support, and fostering empathy. When you read this book, the difficulties, surprises, and valuable lessons I learned can be seen on every page. I've distilled these experiences into actionable strategies that will give you a lifeline during those tough moments or times when financial difficulties test your patience. But more than just strategies, this book will stress the importance of self-care, which will help you remember to heal and re-energize yourself. In this book, I have simplified the complex world of dementia care through my personal insights, making it more approachable and less intimidating. As you read this, I hope you gain courage, comprehension, and the realization that you're not alone in this journey. Together, we will find pockets of happiness, strength, and a sense of connection.
This has been another broadcast by KingSkyRadioTV.com.